every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Listen, we take it as an honor that you would take time to listen to us, whether you're watching this on video, whether you're listening to the podcast, whether you're listening to us on radio. Thank you so much for doing this. We desire to be a blessing to your life, and it's a blessing that you would take time to listen. We believe that the Word is becoming real to you. Now, also, you know, even, you know, because we do have offering week every day, we have offering day every week on the broadcast, but listen, even if for whatever reason you don't want to give an offering, let us know whether this broadcast is being a blessing to you. We'd love to hear from you. We've got lots of free materials and things that we would like to bless you with. Let us hear from you, all right? Now, we've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God, and we're coming to the conclusion of this, which is probably good because we're nearly at 80, I guess, broadcast just on this subject. But again, I think this is a foundational subject. Now, if you miss any of these, like I said, there's 80 of them, please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And you can listen to everything. There's more broadcasts there, not just broadcasts. There's some broadcasts on hearing and knowing and believing the love of God, plus several other messages that you can be feeding on. But in particular, there's several services, like full-blown services, like that are 50 minutes to an hour long on this. And you need to get saturated in this. And you need to, that's the reason that we do this. And we want to go ahead and make sure that you are beginning to see your identity in Jesus. Now, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here, and this is in John 13. And in John 13, basically, they're at the Last Supper, and they're getting ready to identify. They're trying to figure out what's going on. Let's just kind of read this. Let's see, where's a good place to start? Let's start in verse 20. It says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whomever I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him that sent me." Now, I think that's important. You know, we just got done, I guess, a couple days ago talking about pastor's appreciation and stuff. When you receive your pastor, you receive Jesus. When you receive me, you're receiving Jesus. And that being true, you need to honor your men of, and women of God the way you would receive honor Jesus when they were there. Don't be afraid to give to them personally as well as the ministry. Take care of these people the way you would do if Jesus was doing that. Because when you receive them, you receive Jesus who sent them. Anyway, going right along, it says, "When Jesus said these things, he was troubled in spirit." See, Jesus had challenges too. Just because you're having challenges does not make you weak. Because Jesus wasn't weak. And he was troubled in his spirit. He says and testified and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Now that would be a great message, wouldn't it? You're sitting there and one of you will betray me. And what's funny is then the disciples looked at one another perplexed about whom he spoke, right? One of the other translation or one of the other books says they asked, "Is it going to be me?" That's pretty rough, isn't it? When you don't have enough of an identity in him, with him, that like, oh, good God, I hope it's not me. Now, I've been there. I've been there. We just had a men's meeting, and I was talking about that I was concerned about betraying the Lord, honestly, and because I'd watched other people do it, and I just didn't want it to be me. But, you know, you can, you know, as you said, establish your heart, and you don't have to worry about it being you, and you can establish yourself in this. Now, in he said, then the disciples looked about at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Verse 23, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom he loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him and to ask who it was that he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said, Lord, who is it? Now, this is interesting in a lot of different ways, because we find out from John late in the last book that he is the one who's writing this. He is the disciple whom Jesus loved. Now, remember, look at how it says it. Now, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Now, we're beginning to see John identifies himself as the disciple whom Jesus loves. I mean, that's wild, isn't it? That his very identity is, I'm the disciple that Jesus loves. It's the disciple that Jesus loves. And there's an intimacy going on between John and Jesus that the other people didn't have. Now, I've seen some weirdos try to make this that there was some sort of homosexual love affair between John and Jesus, and that is complete hogwash. That is complete trash. You are out of your cotton-picking mind, and that is crazy. That is not true. And so what you've got to do, what you've got to get a hold of is this, is the fact that He just loved him. He was established in the fact Jesus loved him. Jesus loves him. That's how he saw himself. I am the one that Jesus loves. Now, historically, we're going to look at several of the scriptures where this is concerned, but historically, we know that John was the one they could not kill. That they literally tried to boil John in oil, and he wouldn't die. He couldn't die. They couldn't kill him. So what do? They exile him to the Isle of Patmos. And what does he do there? Writes the book of Revelation, right? The one who got Revelation, the book of Revelation, the one who got that, the one that couldn't kill was the one that was established in God's love. Not only that, he was the one who received Jesus' mother from him, and that he was the one whom Jesus loved. And that's how he saw himself. That, you know, that's, you know, there. I don't know if Big Daddy, I like Big Daddy Weave. I like his version of it better than other people's, but there's a song, You're a Good, Good Father. And I love that song. That's one of it, you know, if you invite me to preach at your church or Bible study or whatever, that's one of the best songs you can ever do for be the last song before I minister. Because, man, that cranks me up. But in it, it says that you're a good, good, good father. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by you. That's who I am. That's who I am. I love that because that's Bible. You know, I'm tired of songs that don't teach, that aren't scriptural, right? Crazy stuff. And this is the reason I don't follow musicians in their faith. If you're not singing the Word of God, if you're not establishing people in the Word of God, honestly, I'm not going to let you play this song in my services. Oh, by the way, this is another, more of a warning, I guess. Not a good idea to invite me to preach at your ministry, especially if you're a pastor and I'm your pastor, and then you pray a song that doesn't line up with the Word, because there's been many a time I've aggravated people and flat offended them because I said, that song's not scriptural. That's not true. Like one song was, Mercy Drops Are Falling, but it's an old hymn. Mercy drops are falling, but for the showers we plead. Now, when I first heard my spiritual father talk about that song, I didn't think that was a real song. And then I showed up at a church and they sang it. Listen, we are not in a place where mercy drops are falling. The mercy of God has been poured out on all mankind. That's a lie. You're acting like God's withholding from you. And well, I'll get into something here. I like there's other songs I like, but what they sung this song, I Can Only Imagine. In fact, they made a movie out of it, right? And I know I'm going to anger some people, but I used to love that song, to be honest. That was one of my favorite songs. I had it on CD, and I'd listen to it before I'd minister and when I was in the hotel room and stuff. But then one day the Lord said, shut it off, and he said, don't sing that. And I said, why? He said, because you're putting off intimacy or relationship with me to heaven. And then he brought up this. He said, remember what Paul said? He said, when he was called up to the third heaven, whether in the body or out of the body, I know not. Or I don't know. I went old King James on you. But whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. What does that mean? It means that Paul, when he went to heaven, couldn't tell whether he was in the body or not. Why would that be? Because the relationship didn't change for him. It was the exact same whether in the body or out of the body. In other words, you don't have to imagine what it would be like to walk with Jesus by his side. You don't have to imagine that. He lives on the inside of you. Lord said, the truth of the matter is you do all of those things. Before your knees do you fall. Sometimes you can't even speak at all. I now sing the same song, but I just say, I don't have to imagine what it would be like to walk by your side, because I am not putting off intimacy of relationship to heaven. Because it is available right here, right now, this love being poured out to you. So I don't have to imagine what it would be like to walk with him. I do it every day. Now, does it get better and better? Yes. People say, yeah, but you'll see him face to face. I've seen him face to face in his word. I've seen him face to face in his love. I know who he is. Standing there looking into his eyes, you know, for Paul, he couldn't tell the difference. Why? Because of the intimacy of relationship. And Paul, John was the exact same way. I am the disciple whom Jesus loves. That is my identity. That's how I see myself. And that's interesting, isn't it? Do you see yourself that way? That you are the disciple that Jesus loves? Peter didn't see himself that way. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. But Peter didn't see himself that way. John did. And they couldn't kill John. It established him so strongly that they just couldn't kill him. That they could boil him in oil and he's not dying. No, God loves me more than, God's love for me is greater than the power of the oil. God's love for me is greater than the power of being exiled. I can be on this island and here I can have a visitation with Jesus. Isn't that awesome? All established, and I am the disciple that Jesus loves. Listen to Michael right now. He's got some important announcements for you. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Are you an ordained or licensed minister, or do you desire to become one? Ministers of Victory is a part of Kurt Owen Ministries, which is an international nonprofit organization that is dedicated to supporting and helping pastors and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hold ministers' conferences all around the world. These conferences are always free and are designed to encourage and give practical help to pastors and ministers. November 9th, we are hosting an all-day ministers' conference here in Port St. Lucie. Our vision for this free conference is to bring ministers of all callings together for food, fellowship, encouragement, and training. Kurt Owen Ministries is committed to helping ministers and pastors learn practical skills that will help them advance in their ministry. This conference will answer questions that are regularly asked by ministers, including the tough questions that ministers face every day. It is our passion to encourage you and give you practical help. All licensed or ordained ministers and their spouses will enjoy a complimentary lunch. Simply go to KurtOwen.com and select the link that will give you all the details about this upcoming event. That's KurtOwen.com and press the button that says register. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a special